Thank you so much, Deputy Prime Minister, my friend Didier, ministers, ambassadors, excellencies, members of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, dear friends. Today we mark a significant milestone in NATO's history, the 50th anniversary of the Harmel Report. This report has stood the test of time because it is historically important and currently relevant. As we celebrate the publication of the report, we should pay tribute to Pierre Harmel, who was serving as Belgium Foreign Minister at that time. NATO foreign ministers will meet at our headquarters in a few hours. And it was at the foreign ministerial meeting in December 1966 that Pierre Harmel first proposed a study that became the Harmel Report. The idea was to conduct analysis of international developments since the founding of NATO, to identify what NATO needed to do to strengthen the alliance as a factor of durable peace. And after a year of careful deliberations by ministers, the Harmel Report was approved by the North Atlantic Council. In a period of global uncertainty, the report drew two main conclusions. First, NATO had to maintain adequate military strength to deter aggression. And second, NATO had to address underlying political issues. These two conclusions are summarized as the dual-track approach, deterrence and detente, or defense and dialogue. As the report states, military security and a policy of detente are not contradictory. I echoed myself this point in my very first speech as NATO Secretary General. It is a message I have repeated many times since then. There is no contradiction between strong collective defense and political dialogue. In the past few years, NATO has implemented the biggest increase of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. We are investing more in defense. We are updating our military command structure and strengthening our cyber and hybrid defenses. But we have not forgotten the lesson from the Harmel report about the need for dialogue as well. After 2 years without any meetings in the NATO-Russia Council, the Council has met six times since April 2016. In our meetings, we have addressed a range of topics such as Ukraine, Afghanistan, and transparency and risk reduction. Our dialogue with Russia is not easy, but that's exactly why the dialogue is so important. NATO does not see confrontation with Russia. We do not want to return to the Cold War. Combining strong defense with meaningful dialogue is an important way NATO has adapted to evolving security challenges. And adaptation is a wider theme of the Harmel report. Another example of its continued relevance today. The report makes clear that a dynamic and vigorous alliance must constantly adapt to changing conditions. And NATO's adaptability remains one of our greatest strengths. We continue to adapt to the most serious security challenges in a generation. As well as bolstering our collective defense, we are stepping up our efforts to fight terrorism and project stability beyond our borders. And we are working ever more closely with the European Union in many different areas. And the cooperation with the European Union will be one of the main topics at the foreign ministerial meeting of NATO, which starts in just a few hours. The Harmel report is short and clear, only 17 paragraphs and 1,400 words, which shows that the document does not have to be long to be significant. The same thing can be said about speeches, which is why I have made a point to keep my remarks even shorter than the Harmel report. Having achieved that goal, I want to thank all of you for being here and for celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Harmel Report. Once again, I express my deep thanks and gratitude to you, Didier, to the Belgian government, and to everyone who has devoted time and energy and expertise to make today's celebration possible. So many thanks to all of you.